And welcome back to halftime coverage here on KKIA. And joining me for the halftime interview, brought to you by Wells Ag Supply, head coach of South Central Calhoun Girls Basketball, head coach Kurt Batta. And we were just talking about it, Coach. One of those games, it was a bit of a slog fest at times for both teams, but you end up getting the win, and now your team goes into the break with some momentum.
Yeah, it's one of those things we call a hot mess at times. So, the bright side of it is, they put pressure on us there in the second half, outscored us 30-25. It's kind of dominated the boards in the second half and turned us over. So, we're in the same boat they are. We're playing a lot of young kids. They're playing a lot of young kids. It's the whole progression of where do we go from here. So that's what we're going to focus on here in the Christmas break.
The highlight quarter for your team, you scored 21 in the second. Outside of that, the game was fairly comparable. What were you seeing out of your team in that second quarter that was really going well for you guys? You know, you outscore the Falcons 21-6 in the second.
Well, we've always talked from a defensive standpoint, if you play quality defense, it leads to easy offense. And I think we had a couple easy transition buckets, and you get some long rebounds, and all of a sudden you're able to set up your offensive set. And, we tried to attack more downhill and turn the corner, get to the rim. I think we shot most of our free throws there in the second quarter. So we played a heck of a lot more aggressive. Our biggest challenge is trying to put a whole game together. And it's one of the things we talked about from a girl's standpoint is you can't just play 8 minutes. You can't play 12 minutes. As young as we are and as inexperienced as we are, we've got to focus on 32 minutes. And I thought we played well in spurts, but we always have the lulls that just impact us. I mean, the end of the third quarter, they 32 seconds left, and they go on an 8-0 run in 32 seconds, and then they start off the fourth quarter on a 4-0 run. So we got to clean those things up.
Talk about what your team gains experience-wise. You talked about a 30-25 getting outscored in the second half, but maybe dial into that fourth quarter. You saw pushback from a team. Records are what they are. The Falcons haven't won yet, but you saw pushback, a team that was hungry to get that win, and the Falcons tonight. What does that do for your team going forward? I mean, it probably stressed you out in the fourth quarter, but what does it do for your team not only seeing that, but being able to counteract that and then get the win?
Well, it builds situational IQ. It's one of the things we talked about. I think there was about 56 seconds left in the fourth quarter there, and we get the good long rebound, and all of a sudden we get a run out, and we get an ill-advised try to drive through somebody to get a layup in transition instead of just backing it out when we knew it was going to be contested. So it's the situational IQ that you learn from games versus practice is huge for us, especially when you're young and inexperienced.
And then last question for you, Coach. Talk about a couple of your players. Unofficially, I had Bree Patterson for 15 as well as Macy Dorman for 16. Double figures for both of them. Talk about their gameplay tonight.
Well, right now, I just got done talking to Jeff on another radio broadcast. The game, I think, is starting to slow down for both of them. Both of them, through the first 6-7 games, have been pressing. They're trying to do too much, and I think they actually are starting to let the game come to them, which is a huge benefit to us because both of them have talent. So right now, it's just the objective of, at times, getting the ball out of their hands when they're feeling like they're that go-to person. So, because the ball sometimes sticks. So, again, it comes back to that situational stuff, understanding that your teammates are just as valuable as being able to go one-on-one.
All right, Coach, your team gets it done tonight. Congrats on the win, and happy holidays.
Jonathan, thanks for having us on, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas.